Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. A cracking programme lined up for you today, featuring a double bill of two new releases by Hammond organ genius Dr. Lonnie Smith and American guitar legend Bill Frisell. Plus a wonderful tune from British piano player John Taylor, a little Miles Davis, and a new release of a David Bowie tune by British singer Ian Shaw, and much more. Starting then with a new release from Bill Frisell, this is Farewell to Cheyenne.
Thank you.
That's Bill Frisell's melodic, reverb-heavy version of the Ennio Morricone tune, Farewell to Cheyenne, from a featured new release here on In the Moment, and it's called When You Wish Upon a Star. Bill Frisell guitar, Thomas Morgan bass, Rudy Royston drums, Evian Kang, lovely violin there, and Petra Hayden voice. It's a well-recorded album on the Sony imprint OKA. We'll be listening to more from it, together with tunes from another new release album from the Blue Note label this time, Lonnie Smith's first outing for the label in 46 years. It's called Evolution, and it's full of Lonnie Smith's trademark idiosyncrasies and down-home groove-based jazz. It starts quietly, but it does build up pretty quickly. Let's have a listen. This is African Sweet. Thank you. I enjoyed that. African Suite. I think my favourite track on Lonnie Smith's new Blue Note Records release, Evolution. Dr. Lonnie Smith, Hammond B3 organ, Jonathan Kreisberg guitar, John Ellis flute, and Joe Dyson drums. You're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is In The Moment, reviewing new releases from Bill Frisell and Dr. Lonnie Smith today, plus plenty of fine recordings from improvising musicians from the 1920s through to the present day. Now for something a little different. Tierney Sutton is a jazz vocalist from Omaha, Nebraska. She teaches at the Los Angeles Music Academy in Pasadena, California, and for the past 20 years she has fronted the Tierney Sutton Band, featuring pianist Christian Jacob, bassists Trey Hemery and Kevin Axt, and drummer Ray Brinker. Tierney has made a unique career around theme-centred recordings, and she's a five-time Grammy Award winner and Jazz Week Singer of the Year in 2005. So for all that, Tierney Sutton might not have the profile in this country that might be expected. So let's have a listen. From her 1998 album, which was called Introducing Tierney Sutton, is two classic tunes for the price of one: Wayne Shorter's Footprints and the timeless My Favourite Things.
Are a few of my favorite things: cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells, schnitzel with noodles, while he's that fly with a moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things: girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. These are a few of my favorite things: cream-colored ponies, crisp apple strudels, doorbells, sleigh bells, schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things: girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things: when the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. I
Prince and My Favourite Things, the dulcet tones there of Tierney Sutton, voice, Christian Jacob, piano, Trey Henry, bass, and Ray Brinker, drums. Still to come in this hour of In the Moment, two lovely tunes from Bill Frisell's new release album, a grooving standard from Dr. Lonnie Smith, and a wonderful Miles Davis tune. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Here's something rather lovely. British piano player John Taylor, from his 2006 album Angel of the Presence, Martin France drums, Paul Danielson bass, and I saw this trio at the Crucible Theatre in Sheffield just after the album was released. Extraordinary musicianship and humanity about their music, and this is aptly named Sweet Dulcinea. John Taylor, piano, Paul Danielson, bass, Martin Franz, drums, and wonderful musicians there. John Taylor, a massive presence on the British jazz scene, and much missed. Now then, back to our featured albums this week. In a moment, Lonnie Smith's version of the Thelonious Monk standard Straight Note Chaser from his new release, Evolution. First though, an evocative homage to Elmer Bernstein's film score, To Kill a Mockingbird. In this month's edition of Jazzwise magazine, Bill Frisell said of the original film, "There was an atmosphere and emotion that's been part of him for so long, he wasn't even thinking about the music. Then, when he went back and heard the soundtrack, the music was such a part of why it affected him. So, he recorded it. And here is part two of To Kill a Mockingbird. Bill Frisell guitar, Thomas Morgan bass, Rudy Royston drums, Evian Kang violin."
Thank you.
Bill Frisell to Kill a Mockingbird Part 2, and I think I said there Evian Kang on playing the violin. I think probably that was a slightly deeper tones of the viola there. From Bill Frisell's latest release, and a wonderful reinvention and homage to his love for the silver screen. Released this month, that album, on the Sony label OKA. Shortly, a tune by one of Bill Frisell's main influences, Miles Davis. But first, let's listen to a tune which Miles Davis played and recorded many times. It's a Thelonious Monk standard, given a groove-based treatment here, in Dr. Lonnie Smith's new album on Blue Note Records. This is Straight No Chaser.
Thank you.
Such a great tune, and I think they had fun playing that. Dr. Lonnie Smith, Hammond B3 organ, Jonathan Kreisberg guitar, Jonathan Blake drums, and that's Straight Note Chaser from one of our featured albums this week, Evolution, Blue Note Records. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Bill Frisell has long been involved with musical interpretations of classic films. For example, in the 1990s, he made live soundtracks to Buster Keaton silent movies. Frisell's interest and influence by the wider art scene is also shown in recordings, such as his 2005 Richter 858, inspired by the artworks of German painter Gerhard Richter, and also 2009 album This Farmer, inspired by the photography of Mike This Farmer. Frisell said the instinct that makes someone draw or paint a picture is the same that makes them want to play an instrument or indeed write a song. I've always felt that it comes from the same place, Frisell said. Here on In the Moment, we focus on this instinct to create, shown in one of its purest forms, through improvisation. Here is Bill Frisell, together with singer Petra Hayden, bass player Thomas Morgan, and the classic Moon River. Beautiful, Bill Frisell guitar, bass, Thomas Morgan, and Petra Hayden's voice there with the classic Moon River. Much more from Frizzell in the next hour of In the Moment, and we'll also have a moving interpretation of a David Bowie song, newly released by British male vocalist Ian Shaw, and plenty more from Dr. Lonnie Smith's newly released return to Blue Note Records after 46 years, Evolution. Now to finish this hour of In the Moment, here's a classic treat. Bill Frizzell's often reverb-drenched guitar has more than a hint of his youth in the 1950s and 60s, growing up listening to Beach Boys albums, apparently. In terms of jazz influences, Frizzell has cited the eponymous Miles Davis. So let's have a listen to a classic Miles Davis Columbia recording. This is called If I Were a Bell.
Thank you.
Sheffield Live.